Hey guys, welcome back to the Chadcast. Currently quarantined on Grove Street right now. A little bit different of what podcast right now. I'm going to attempt to do a few call-ins, talk to my friends who may not feel comfortable taking the trip down to Corvallis or just away, you know. Or maybe I don't even trust them that they don't even have it. And, you know, I'm trying to stay away from them. So I got Nick with me, kind of acting like a producer today. What's up, Nick?
What's up, Chad?
You know, he's going to be handling these calls because, as like a lot of you know, I record on the phone, so you know, can't call in on another phone, so I got to use another phone, you know.
Producer Nick,
you know, he's a jack of all trades, backed by popular demand. People were saying he did pretty good on it, so I'm glad that, you know, he's sticking around, even though I'm in the living room and he has nowhere else to be that's warm. So we're going to try and call up a few people, talk to them about coronavirus, see how they're hanging. Been kind of, not depressing, but we've all been kind of bummed out over here on Grove Street. So anything, you know, you probably feel that way too, and just trying to entertain the best we can. We're going to try and call up my roommate Drew first. Some of you may know Drew from Housecast last season, or him being my roommate, but he's up in Canby right now. And he's been studying for a final, so we'll see if we can get him or not. Nick said, you know, we shouldn't even... Yeah, you should start calling out. He's like, don't even tell him we're recording so we can get the funniest reaction. Keep in mind, we don't just call each other up to talk to each other, so it'll look kind of weird. So, right.
I'm gonna call
so place...
On speaker?
Yeah, put it on speaker and place it right next to this mic right here. All right, so we got Drew on the phone right now.
Hello?
Hey, Drew, what's up?
Hey, Chad.
How's it going?
I'm just chilling.
Just chilling. How's the studying going?
Studying's going good. I'm actually not studying right now. I'm just drinking a beer with Pam.
Just drinking a beer with Pam? Well, me and Nick were recording a podcast, and he's like, you know, you should do some call-ins. And we thought, you know, no better person to start with than Drew Boyer.
Oh, you guys are recording a podcast? Just
you
and Nick?
Oh, yeah. I mean,
oh, Nick got another single on the podcast, huh?
Yeah, well, his Venmo cleared, so I let him on again.
His Venmo cleared?
Yeah, I got the alert, so $75.
Oh, so he's paying to be on?
Well, everyone does.
Well, of course.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's nice to see you're doing well, Drew.
Oh, I'm doing great.
Heard you're bringing us a table.
Oh, I am bringing you a table.
Well, I'm pretty excited.
A fine table.
I'm pretty excited about that. Is that the
crowd? How's the podcast going?
It hasn't been going for too long. You're the first call-in. We just figured we'd start with you, but it's going pretty good. You know, we're trying to lift our spirits from this whole coronavirus thing. You know.
You know, I'm really proud to be the first call-in on the Chadcast.
You know, I'm proud. You're proud of that. So you know, you just stay safe up there. Keep your health at 100%. When you come back, bring us down a table that we can all use for various things.
I'll bring you down a table and hopefully not the coronavirus.
All right, well, that sounds great, Drew. Thanks for being on.
Thank you, Chad.
All right, see you next.
Boys, have a good one.
Hey, you too. We'll see you whenever you get back.
All right, see you.
Bye, Drew.
Bye, Nick.
All right, and that was Drew. Great guy. Who
should we call up next?
Get on Snapchat, because, like, you could Snapchat call then.
Or should I call, like, Austin?
Austin.
Parcher.
Austin Parcher. I don't know what I'd talk to him about.
I'm going to give him a call.
All right, well, you're gonna answer first. I don't want to randomly just, hey. All right, you're taking lead on this one.
No, you are.
No, I'm not. I don't got anything to say.
Say it.
No. I think that's it. Just gotta hope he doesn't pick up.
He's gotta answer.
Yo, what up?
What up, dude?
Yeah, dude.
Just making sure you're staying safe out there.
You know, no corona for me. You know what I'm
saying? Oh man, what are you doing?
Just chilling, watching Harry Potter.
Oh, sick. Hey, well, to cut to the chase, you're actually on the Chadcast right now.
Oh, I'm on the Chadcast?
Oh, yeah, you're on the Chadcast right now.
That's fucking sick.
Oh, man.
Yeah, we're calling people up, and Nick's like, we should call Austin. And I'm like, it's your phone. You can call whoever you want.
Well, I haven't talked to Austin for a while. I want to make sure he's doing all right.
Well, yeah, we got to make sure everyone's safe.
Yeah, you know, I'm here. I'm safe.
Do you know of anyone with the Do you know of anyone with the virus yet?
Possibly. Oh. Yeah.
Who?
Someone who works across the river.
Oh shit.
Well, that's not good.
So, you know, it's pretty dope.
Like they just got the flu, or?
No, like he tested positive.
Oh fuck.
Well, that that's big. Oh no.
Yeah. Yeah. So, that's sick.
Yeah, I mean, stay away from that guy.
I mean, you know, he's quarantined, so. Mm-hmm.
So are we at the moment?
Yeah, we're quarantined right now.
Oh, so.
We all got it.
You guys get the new pack of White Claws?
No, we're a Corona Seltzer household now.
No, actually, right now I'm sipping on a Two Towns Cider House right now.
Right on.
It's like a pink beverage.
I do have to say the new pack of White Claws is out of this world.
Really? What's your favorite flavor?
It's watermelon, for sure.
Watermelon, that's what I've heard. Consensus has been watermelon.
Dude, I like that black cherry.
You know, you can go fuck yourself.
Dude, black cherry is by far the best one. You know what I don't fuck with, though?
What?
The lime.
What? What's wrong with you, dude?
Dude, are you serious right now?
Yeah, I'm serious.
What's up with you?
Lime's delicious.
Dude, you're crazy.
I know.
Oh man. You should come out. You should come quarantine and chill.
Yeah. Well,
I gotta work, dude.
We're gonna do that in Warrington anyway, as long as they don't like revoke our trip there and send a refund.
I don't see them doing that. Like, if anything, they're expecting us to cancel on that.
Yeah. I think that's their hope, so they don't have to give us any money.
Yeah, Austin, we just got off the phone with Drew. He was drinking Pierce with Pam. I was hoping he'd be chilling with Libby right now.
You know, I'm not with Libby. I'm with Emily.
Oh, what's up, Emily? Yeah.
She can't hear you. Oh,
okay. Well, tell Emily I say hi. Me and Chad say hi.
I will. Gotta get back to Harry Potter. I should probably be getting to bed soon, you know.
Who should we call next?
Who have you called?
Drew.
Just you and Drew.
Okay. I don't know. Your brother would probably be fun.
Yeah, maybe. We'll see.
Yeah. All right. Well, yeah. You have a good time on the Chatcast.
Yeah, thanks for coming on.
Yeah. Right, later. Thanks for having me. Of course.
All right. I think the calls are going well so far. I like there's a good amount of randomness to it. I feel like we can call Cheney.
Call
Cheney. Yeah, call Cheney.
New little basement.
Yeah, I know. It's an attic.
Let's not. Okay, this time let's not tell him he's on the Chatcast.
Yeah, let's just randomly
he's
call him.
He's probably going to say something a little foul.
Well, he'll wonder why we're calling, especially you. Yeah, Nick, what the fuck are you
calling? Just to make it sound really, like, awkward.
Yeah, just like, hey.
Just making sure you're all right.
Yeah. By the way, we tested positive. Kind of like an STD. You gotta let people know within a month of who you've been with.
Yeah.
Yo, what up?
What up?
How you doing?
Chilling in the attic?
Yeah, I am chilling in the attic.
How's that going?
It's actually going pretty great. Just got the bearded dragon moved up here.
Damn,
What's your bearded dragon's name?
Well, I didn't know that it was a girl up until it laid eggs, but, so its name is Yug, but it's a girl. Yug from Yu-Gi-Oh.
Oh, like the cards?
Yeah.
Hey, do you like Yu-Gi-Oh more than Pokemon?
Yeah, but I still like them both.
That's cool.
Yeah, well, I'm just calling to see how you are.
Yeah, we want to check on you.
Are you doing a chat?
Yeah.
I know what's going on, guys.
Yeah. Well, damn. Who tipped you off?
Well, I mean, I'm in an Xbox Live party with Andrew, Burge, and Eric and Joe, and one of them said something about you recording.
I was talking to Eric, that fucking loose-lipped piece of shit.
That fucker's probably spreading the coronavirus and stuff, dude. I don't want that.
Yeah, how are you making it through the coronavirus? You got your walls boarded up in the attic?
No, it's actually kind of funny. My family actually, like, quarantined me up here. They're like, yeah, you can come in the house a couple times a day, but try to protect yourself. And I was like, what the fuck? Still my house, too. Damn.
Yeah.
Is Grant still allowed to chill?
Grant actually is not. It's kind of unfortunate for him. He just got a girlfriend, and then my parents are like, yeah, you can't go see her, and she can't come over.
Fuck.
She's like, oh, shit. So Grant's got some blue balls.
Damn.
Rip Grant, bro.
Maybe we should call up Grant next.
Yeah, what's Grant's name?
Yeah, I mean, if you want Grant's number,
no,
like,
I don't
plan, like, ARC or something.
No, we got more calls to get through. If we get desperate, I'll Snapchat you Grant's number. I'll Snapchat you Grant's number. And you can drive down here and put your phone next to the mic so I can listen.
Hey, so guys, give me a straight answer right now. Should I have another beer?
What kind of beer are you drinking?
I can either drink a Corona Seltzer or a Coors Light.
No, we
don't. Now, the Corona Seltzers are new, and I haven't tried those.
We don't fuck with Coronas anymore.
Well, you should give a live review on the podcast of the Corona Seltzer.
Oh, well, I already had a Corona Seltzer. I can give you a review right now.
What's your review? Because Austin Parcher just gave us a review on the new pack of White Claws, so I feel like we got to keep the tradition going.
Okay, so you want me to review the new Corona Seltzers?
Yeah.
What do they look like? I haven't seen them before.
They look honestly like Bud Light Seltzers. Have you seen those? They're like they're White Claw size though, so they're smaller.
What kind of flavors do they got?
Like the generic, like lemon, lime, raspberry, ice, you know, that type of shit. But I would say that if you're going for a seltzer, I wouldn't go for the Corona Seltzers. I'd go for the Bud Light Seltzers.
Dude, do you like White Claws more than the Bud Light Seltzers?
No, Bud Light Seltzers are like the pinnacle of seltzers.
Damn.
But the Corona ones, they're just like, I mean, they have flavor, but they just more so taste like a carbonated alcohol beverage rather than, like, you know, flavorful.
Yeah, I totally see where you're coming from.
You know, as the Bud Light connoisseur I am, I gotta stick with Bud.
Word. Yeah, I feel.
I mean, unless Miller starts making fucking the seltzers, I mean...
Miller Seltzer?
Dude, I'll make my own seltzer and call it Miller Seltzer. Hootenanny Seltzer? Come on now.
Hootenanny Seltzer?
Dude, that's a good idea.
We'd just be spitting in Sprite and pretending to die falling.
Oh, shit. Chad, got some bars written. When are we writing this EP?
Oh, you want that feature? Dude, I should call Skeet.
Well, no, I thought we were doing that during vacation.
As long as they don't cancel us, I'm down. I mean, I don't drink, so I'll be pretty bored if I don't have something to do up there.
Yeah, I mean, I'm down. I was gonna bring my laptop anyway, just sit there and, you know, write.
Yeah, no, I feel. Yeah, Skeet's gonna be there too. We could definitely work on something.
If it doesn't get canceled, I have to email the place tomorrow and ask them, hey, what's up with this Rona shit? Like, are we going or not?
Yeah, well, don't show our cards that we don't want to go, because then they'll just not give us our money back. Just be like, we still want to go, but in this event, what would you do? And if you cancel it, you owe us all our money back.
Exactly, that's what I'm going to try to say. And if they say, like, oh, you don't get your security deposit back, I'm going to raise absolute hell.
Yeah, I'm going to tell everyone who listens to the Chadcast to give those people a bad review on various websites that you can review Airbnb on.
It's not Airbnb, it's Oregon Beach Rentals.
Or Oregon Beach Rentals. They probably got a Yelp.
They, you know what they probably do, and I will send a hate mob at them, yes.
Yeah.
I think you can pay people on the dark web to do that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't have access to the dark web, but I'm sure you do. You're a tech guy.
Imagine having that job, being on the dark web and just writing bad Yelp reviews all day.
So much. What if you were a hitman on the dark web? That'd be so sick.
Is that a thing?
It's gotta
be. Yeah, you can hire a hitman on the dark web, dude.
To kill someone?
Yeah.
Jesus.
The dark web, bro. Mm-hmm.
Who are we trying to kill?
I mean, Burge.
Burge? I mean, I'd just do it myself. I don't think I'd pay anyone.
It wouldn't be very hard. Just put, like, I don't know, just put, like, poison in his pre-workout.
You know, I was thinking that, you know, maybe a little fucking asbestos in the muscle milk. So it blends in real nice.
I mean, you'd probably drink it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Probably think it's the gains, you know?
Oh, yeah, it's just the gains. They can't shut down the gym. I need my gains.
Dude, he literally was talking about that in the Xbox party not even 5 minutes ago. He's like, dude, you hear that? They're not closing the gym, dude. I can still go work out.
Oh, yeah.
No one cares in this party but you. It was just completely silent after he said it.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's great to have you on. By the way, Drew thinks he was the first ever calling on the Chadcast. Technically, I called you before. So, but I'm just going to give it to Drew because he's bringing us down a beer dye table when he comes back.
No, you know what? That's fair. I would appreciate that too.
But Drew was just drinking a beer with Pam, so I feel like it's a cooler situation for the new listener to think he was the first anyways.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, that's fair.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, thanks for having me on the Chadcast.
Oh, of course.
I appreciate it. I hope you have a good rest of your Chadcast, and I can't wait to listen to this soon.
Yep. You won't even guess who we're calling up next. So stay tuned.
Who are we going to call next?
I don't know yet, but that's why he won't guess.
I'm going to guess you're going to call... actually, you know what? You should call Joe Biden.
Joe Biden.
I think we'd call Joe Boone.
I was thinking of Joe Boone, too, because he's just drinking.
Has he ever been on it?
Joe's been on the podcast, not call in form.
Should we call him Burge?
No, don't call Burge. He's in my party right now. We're trying to
Burge!
Let's call him Burge, dude.
Yeah, let's call Burge. All right, well, thanks for coming on, Chini. Talk to you soon. Yep, see you later.
I'll probably see you guys soon. So, adios.
Yep, of course. Bye.
Bye.
These call-ins are just going so well, you know? It's like... It's better than I could have guessed. Unless for some reason that the audio from the phone is super loud compared to how we're talking.
Should I turn it down a little bit?
I mean, we're already here. Turn it down one notch. I moved the mic a hair too halfway through that. I don't know if the audience could tell, but you know, this is kind of lifting my spirits. You know, I'll be the first to say in this little intermission between calls, you know, I was down today. I didn't know what I was going to do. I supposedly had work tomorrow, but I knew that was up in the air. And it turned out they ended up did closing Puma till at least the 28th, but they are honoring all the wages scheduled, so I'm still going to be making money even though I won't be doing anything, at least in that time period, which is, you know, a lot better than what a lot of other jobs can do or have been doing. So that's great. So I'm just going to try and come up with some sort of hobby while I'm on the bench, maybe find a new job eventually. I don't know what the future holds for me quite yet. I'm just trying to call some people, but... You know, that's pretty much a quick life update for me. I think we should get back to some calls. Got Joe Boone on the snap.
I think I got him
on the snap or the call.
I wonder if I got him on contacts.
That'd be pretty funny if it was just like Joe Boone's contact from middle school, just some random person now.
Should I FaceTime him?
FaceTime Joe Boone. I mean, it'll sound the same. It might be a little laggy.
I don't know.
It's not like we're a visual podcast anyway. All right. You can hear the Snapchat ring.
I'll
put
you a really snap.
I know when I was calling someone on someone else's phone and like they just were wondering why. Like I think I was calling Eric on Carson's phone and they don't talk. Hey Joe, what's up?
Got it.
Hey, I'm on the Chadcast right now, and so are you. How's it hanging?
It's going good. Yeah, I've had some inside sources let me know that the Chadcast
is around.
we're moving around faster than the coronavirus. What are you in that fucking Xbox party too? Chini was telling me about.
Yeah, Chini got off. He's like, yeah, I'm just on the Chadcast. Joe, I think you're up next.
Well, we did mention we might call Joe, but he wasn't supposed to say that.
Warm up the vocals. Sound good.
I hope so too. I mean, if not, like, I get credit for listening at the start anyway, so. We're just kind of chilling. Joe, how's it been trying to avoid the coronavirus up north in Malala?
I mean, live on 5 acres, no one's really around me. I've been the same age. I kept my 6 feet social distancing from anyone else, so yeah, it has been too hard.
Yeah, you've been doing your social distancing. Me and Nick are doing that right now. He's on our new couch. By the way, we did get a new couch, Joe. You haven't seen it yet, but it's pretty sick.
I've seen his Snapchats, but yeah, I'll have to come do it a sit sometime.
Yeah, you'll have to come by. If the city doesn't get quarantined, I'd love to have you over again, Joe. You're a great guest.
Thank you.
Joe, for the past two interviews, we have had people give reviews of various seltzers. Can you review the original pack of White Claw, not the new one that came out?
I'm yet to have the new pack, but the original pack, I'm a big Black Cherry guy.
Big Black Cherry guy?
No,
same here, Joe.
Yeah, I mean, I can manage the raspberry. The raspberry's alright. Mango, I'm not a big fan. I'm not a big mango guy. Never have been.
What are your thoughts on the lime?
The lime, it's right there, the raspberry. Like, it's okay. Like, if it's there, I'll drink it. But, I mean, if black cherry's there, I'm gonna drink the black cherry, no doubt.
Yeah, hey, I'm glad you could give me that. That was a good impromptu review of it, because Cheney hit me with the Corona Seltzer review. Austin Parcher hit me with the new pack White Claw. I think if I get Eric on the phone, he could give me a good Truly review.
Yeah, he's a Truly man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, thanks for coming on, Joe. Thanks for giving me that review.
No problem, anytime.
Yeah, we're just trying to pod through this quarantine, so glad you were able to participate. I'll be seeing you soon now, hopefully in non-sick form.
Of course.
All right, talk to you later, Joe.
Adios.
Should we call up Parker Elder?
Parker Elder, yeah, Parker wants to be on, so he'd pick up for sure.
I'm just going to ask him how he's doing first, don't tell him wrong, man.
Yeah, because you're used to talking.
Because I want to see him. I don't want any restrictions on me.
Oh, yeah.
What do you want, dude?
I'm just seeing how you're doing, dude. There's a big there's a big virus out there, and I want to check in on all my friends.
Yeah, sure, dude. I think it's coming down with it.
Oh, no.
Okay. You know, yeah, you're on the chat cast right now.
I shit you not, one of my coworkers is dying right now because of it.
No, he's not.
I swear to you, he's 65 years old. Holy. He went to Seattle for like a church.
Oh, no.
Like meeting. Yeah. Came back and has been in the hospital quarantine for 14 days, and his like kidneys are failing right now.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Well, my thoughts and prayers are out to that guy.
Yeah, honestly, sending good vibes his way. Good vibes.
He only comes in, like, once a week to work, but... Hmm. His son-in-law is our, like, buyer for our dealership, so he's a freaking wreck.
Oh, I bet.
That's rough.
It's freaking... Like, I didn't think that, like... You know, when you kind of hear coronavirus, you're kind of like, like, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But then with shit like that, I'm like, oh fuck.
No, I can. That's a sobering reaction or reality to it. Is that the more and more this goes by, like, we're gonna be knowing more and more people that are affected by it.
And like, obviously, none of us are gonna get like what my dad's a paramedic, so he was saying like, dude, we can have coronavirus and literally feel like we have a little cold, and that's all we're gonna feel. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
But when you get someone older or younger sick,
yeah, dude,
is when you're really gonna see what the coronavirus can do.
I was working with an old geezer the other day, and he kind of had a big cough to him.
An old geezer?
Yeah. Little sketchy.
No, we had just gotten off the phone with Austin Partridge, and he was talking about knowing someone that had come down with it too. We're doing call-ins this episode, and we just figured, you know, we'd talk to you as well, see what's up.
Oh, Jesus. So, what's up, boy?
Oh, you know, we're just chilling, you know, we're kind of not in quarantine, but, you know, we're just we're keeping our social distancing for sure, you know, anything to kind of slow the spread.
Well, that's why, I don't even know if I want to, we just got an email today from, like, the owner of the dealership.
Yeah.
And he's like, yep, we're keeping business open. Like, all we're doing is gonna clean. And I'm low key, like, I don't know if I want to go into work.
Yeah, no, my work got shut down till the 28th at least. dude always.
My sister is face, like, before you called me, my sister was FaceTiming me. She's like, all the schools are shut down, and all of her softball tryouts are shut down, and she's like, I'm bored. She's like, yeah. Stuck at home for 14 days.
Yeah, me and Nick are pretty bored. We've been, like, bummed out all day. Maybe not even bored's the right word, just, like...
Well, I've been taking finals all day, and it's all online. It's just so boring.
Yeah. Dude, apparently, like, some schools... I saw on some girl's, like, Instagram story that, like, it's, like, $35 to take your final from home.
Oh, no.
Like, and then if you go into class and you have any symptoms, they have the option to fail you. Or, like, to give you, like, an incomplete on the final.
Where does she go to school?
I don't know. I remember whose story it was, so I was talking to someone else about it. Her name's, like, Kate something. Not Kate, sorry. Oh, yeah, Kate Nelson.
Kate Nelson.
It's not on her story anymore.
So. That sounds like that'd be like a private college thing or private school thing. Like, I could, like, not publicly owned or not public run, but, you know, not like Oregon State, you know, where they could get away with something like that.
Yeah, I thought that was crazy. Like, imagine, like, being sick, but you get an incomplete on the final for being sick.
Yeah.
I mean, because not a lot of college students have $35 to just, like, fork up for finals.
Especially with everyone kind of not working. Yeah. Either now because of it.
Pretty unchill. Yeah,
that's part. Dude, I don't understand how people who are making hourly wages are going to be able to, like, pay bills. I don't know if, like, the government's going to step in and, like, help or what's going on with that.
Yeah.
Because that sucks.
Well, definitely pumping the $1 trillion-something dollars into the Wall Street probably isn't going to help the hourly-waged people at this house, but... I don't know, they've been bouncing around ideas about, like, universal basic income or you know, stuff like that. Maybe even, like, in Italy, like, they're on complete lockdown right now. They got it worse than us, so I'm not complaining too much yet. But they're, like, all their mortgage loans were froze. Like, they don't have to pay them right now. So maybe that's another way around.
Like, all of, like, payments are frozen in Italy, basically?
Yeah.
Well, I guess it makes sense. Like, all payments... can all be frozen for the time that all people are frozen.
Yeah.
That's fair.
If most of the jobs that you can't work online, like, not even, like, hourly wages, like, if you're a construction worker, you can't do that online, but that's not, like, in some cases, it's not hourly wage, and just all this kind of stuff. It's really weird. It's going to be an interesting few weeks, and hopefully, like, the majority of us can look back at this as, like, we survived it and we went through it, but it's a really weird time right now, for sure.
And it's really weird, because when this thing first came out, it was almost like, you know, suck it, China. And then it was like, oh, shit.
Yeah, once it hit Seattle, things changed for sure.
Yeah, once it hit Seattle, dude, it was like, oh, fuck. Like, maybe we should have, like, not talked so much shit, or, like, you know, maybe we should take it a little more serious, because in... Italy, they had announced that they were going to do a lockdown before they did, which was stupid, because everyone in Italy said, oh shit, let's run. So everyone runs and spreads it everywhere else before they even could lock it down.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, there's like so many things that I feel like were just like so poorly done, but also it's like, I don't know how you're supposed to control 8 billion people or whatever we're at now.
Yeah, I don't know either. Like, I'm not super educated as to what's going on. I know a decent amount. I don't pretend to know the fix or the cure for any of this.
Yeah, same.
But I guess I do reserve the right to be not angry, but just, like, not happy with how it's all been handled over time. But, you know,
yeah,
just trying to stay positive, like, through this.
And let's be honest, I don't think a lot of people really know what's going on.
Yeah.
Like, I think a lot of information is being skewed, like, whether it's, like, social media or, like, politics or, like, everything, there's a different answer and different, like, stats for literally everything. Mm-hmm. So, like, I don't think anybody really, really knows.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't even, like, heard on the past, like, Seattle and, like, a few other big markets. Like, this is, like, the first time I've heard about confirmed cases in Oregon. That's not being spread all over, you know?
Yeah.
It's kind of just like people are accepting it and hoping this, like, 8-week, no big crowds thing works, but yeah, really weird. That's why we're just trying to
anything over 25 or 20.
Yeah, I don't even know.
It's like, so dumb.
Mm-hmm. 25 is the recommendation in Oregon. 10 is the recommendation by Trump nationwide. In Austria, in Europe, it's 5.
True.
So, really weird stuff. But it's been great having you. What?
What was that?
No, you go.
It's weird because our lifetime, we've never seen anything like this. We've had scares like this, right? What was the last one, Ebola?
Well, yeah, like a virus that's scary, probably Ebola, economically, 2008, like, of what we lived through would be the closest thing I can, like, just by living through that is, like, visually, that's the only thing I can compare it to, but obviously this is worse, because there's a sickness out there killing people, but yeah, this is unique, for sure.
Yeah, we're literally shutting down, like...
Yeah, we're shutting down everything, like...
I've never seen anything do this before. Never in my lifetime has anything shut down because of something worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
Never in all your 20 years.
21, asshole. Come on, dude. Don't cut me any short.
trying.
I may look 14, but I am 21.
No, I feel that line the most, so I get what you're saying, Parker. Well, I feel like you've provided the best conversation strictly about the coronavirus that I've called in, and that you're the fourth call. So it's been really great having you on. Hopefully we'll get you on officially, as long as there's no danger to, like, anything, whether there's a case down there, a case up wherever you are right now.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, we'll try and get you in on a real one soon. So thanks for coming on, man.
For sure. Yeah, thanks for having me, man. Too.
Yeah, we'll get
guys.
Yep, you too. Bye.
Later.
Dude, I think the last pandemic we had was the swine flu, right?
I don't remember the order.
It was either the swine flu or Ebola, but like, well, I don't think Ebola hit America as bad, but swine flu did, and it didn't shut down as many places as it is now.
Yeah, I mean, 2008 just economically is what this reminds me of, because it's because like the loss of jobs and like people can't go to work and stuff like that. Like, but that's it. Like, this is so unique, and I don't even know what's going to happen next and what the shutdowns are going to be. Like, flight could be shut down. You know how many jobs that is. Like, like there's stuff at airports, and there's people working for the airport pilots, all this stuff like that. Like, really weird, man. That's why I'm just trying to, you know, just do a pod, hopefully to help you guys, like, maybe just ease your minds for, like, an hour or so, just trying to forget about it, because that's what I'm trying to do. I'm just trying to think about it, because it was really weird. I don't know what the future holds, and neither does anyone. I think I'm going to take a brief break in the podcast right now. Try and line up a few more calls, keep the entertainment coming, because honestly, this is probably one of the best podcasts in a while. Way better than last week's. Nice, I'm just kidding, Nick. You did really good. So that's why you're still on here, you know, because I like you. Yeah, I got love for you, Nick.
I like you too.
All right, and on that note, we're going to take a quick ad break. And we are back. Not too long a break in between our podcasts as we usually do, because this is probably the most I've enjoyed podcasting in a while. Just like the randomness of what could happen, like getting to talk to multiple people at once. I've tried this once before. Didn't go bad, but like it wasn't the focal point of the episode, so it didn't go well. And this is I feel like I could do this solo, because I'm always talking to someone rather than the solo ones themselves that are not easy to do, because you're just like talking to a wall, and I don't think anyone could do that, microphone in hand or not. Maybe in brain, but that's just kind of how it goes, you know?
Yeah.
So Nick, you got a few calls lined up. You want to call someone?
Yeah, I think we're going to try to give Emma Martinez a call.
Don't even have her contact saved, huh? Do you know it's her?
I hope it's her.
Maybe a random person. We'll see.
Hello?
Hey. What's up, Emma?
Hey.
How you doing?
Great. How are you?
Pretty good. You being, you feeling healthy?
Yeah, I'm feeling pretty healthy.
That's good.
Are you feeling healthy?
I'm feeling great.
It's good.
Yeah.
Yep.
What's up? Well, me.
Oh, just wanted to check in.
Okay. We're checking in on everyone we know. Chad's here too, by the way.
Is this also a Chadcast?
This is. Everyone's figuring it out. You're like the fifth person we've called.
All right, I see.
But we're just kind of making sure everyone's being healthy, being safe, practicing social distancing and stuff like that.
Oh yeah, practicing social distancing, washing my hands, sanitizing. Mm-hmm.
That's good.
You know, buying like 20 packs of toilet paper.
Oh, you're one of those people?
No, I'm not, but...
Drew was the other day.
Yeah, Drew stacked up on.
Drew took what was left. We got like...
We have like 10 pounds of meat.
We have like 10 pounds of meat from like some elk or something, right? Yeah, we're stocked up. Like,
you're ready?
Yeah, in case the apocalypse comes, we are prepared.
Nice.
So, Bird said you wanted to go on a trip to the beach?
Yeah, or something. I don't know. Maybe, like, snowboarding. I know a lot of places are closed, but I don't know if Hoodoo's closed.
I think, I don't know. I think
that's what I heard closed first. Yeah.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, if everything's closed, then yeah, I want to, like, go to the beach and have a fire and eat s'mores.
I'm down.
That'd be pretty cool. I haven't had a s'more in a good while.
So, yeah, we should definitely do that later this week.
Good.
When are you guys done with finals?
I don't know. I'm done Wednesday.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, my job closed down, so I'm pretty much free for the time being. So I'm down to go to the beach whenever.
Cool.
Well, thanks for coming on, even though you didn't know you were coming on, Emma.
Of course.
Do you know anyone with the virus?
I don't, unfortunately.
No, that's fortunately. I don't want anyone I know knowing it that. But yeah, thanks for coming on. Maybe we'll see you in the future at the beach or something like that.
All right. Thank you.
Yep. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.
We're just getting everyone wants to be on, whether they know it or not. Everyone's got a little spiel they can give, you know? Nick, anything new with you? You're not a call-in, but... How have you been feeling during all this?
You don't want to hear about me.
Nick, you're my top three people in this house. Excluding me.
I think you nothing's new with me.
Well, you got a job.
I got a job.
That's pretty cool of you. Not a lot of people are securing jobs in this climate right now. So that's something to say about your interviewing skills.
Fortunate.
Mm-hmm.
Fortunate young fellow.
And, you know, you've just been chilling.
Yeah, I might have to pick up two jobs while I'm at it.
You might as well. You might as well stack up a bunch of jobs because... Like, after they give, like, managers or foremen or whatever kind of situation you're in hours, there's not going to be much left for anyone else. So, but, you know, the grinders will grind it out regardless, you know.
Yeah, depending if I pass this art class, I'll probably get two jobs, so.
Yeah, working on that art class. You got a few finals coming up, as you said earlier. We don't know anyone specifically with coronavirus. It turns out we know a few people who know people with it. Which sucks. You know, that's, you know, one of my fears. You know, I'm fine, but, you know, what if my grandparents get it? You know, they're...
Yeah,
that's done for them, so... Yeah, just quick little sidebar. You know?
It's actually really sad for people, the older guys, because my grandma's in a retirement home or, like, old folks home or whatever.
Yeah, and they're probably quarantined right now.
They can, like, barely leave the room.
Yeah, I think my grandparents are in the same situation.
My grandma's, like, the most social person, too, which is, like, horrible.
Oh, yeah. My grandpa's, like, after they moved from their farm, like, he's really not into the meeting all the people, but my grandma was, like, swimming every day. They don't live in assisted living, but they live in, like, houses near it. You know, they don't live in Camby, but it's the same idea where you see those houses outside of Hope Village. So, yeah, so praise out to all the grandparents out there or just older people with maybe weaker immune systems. I mean, we're all, like, people are born with, like, emphysema and stuff, and they're, like, more susceptible to get this.
Yeah.
So we really don't know what's going on at the moment. So I guess we could take another call at this point. I can call Eric Riley.
Yeah, call E-Tran.
Can you unlock your phone?
Yeah.
I know he's got another cell to review for us. Unfortunately, we forgot to ask Emma for one. So we've broken the streak, unfortunately. But there's only so many seltzers that can be reviewed.
Snapchat? What's Eric's Snapchat name?
It's like probably like E-Train something. I mean, you've been in a group chat with him before. I'm sure you had it. All you guys, like, that's another thing that's crazy. It's like people that are never even friends will have each other's Snapchats, and that's just never how I've rolled, you know? Like, if I know you, you got my Snapchat, besides like a few random people. But for the most part.
I don't have him added, but.
You're calling him right now?
Said he can't talk.
Can't talk? Damn. All right. Guess we're not getting Eric. I really don't want to be forced to talk to Burge.
Really he's calling me.
Oh, shit. Put him next to the mic if he picks up. Oh, he's gone again. E. Riley 8 couldn't talk. All right. Well, hopefully.
Oh, we're going to get him on
here. We're gonna force him on. I don't know. They're all playing Minecraft. In 2020, I mean, actually, I'm on that realm too, so. So nothing against that. We're all trying to pass the time somehow. That's the way for some people. I'm just filling time. I'm hoping Eric answers. If not, we're gonna find someone else. Because nothing's worse than silence. I mean, sometimes the dial tones aren't that bad. I'll let those ring out because there's an anticipation factor to it. But.
You said I'm muted. Muted.
You're muted.
Shouldn't be.
You aren't muted for Joe.
No, I'm not. Definitely not muted.
You're the least muted guy I know.
That's bullshit.
Yeah. Yeah, what the hell is he trying to pull?
All right, Eric, I'm done with you, dude.
Call Andrew.
You had a shot.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go through my contacts, see what's up.
See what's up. See?
Might as well, like...
Andrew's got to be at the top. Russian, double A.
He is the top, but...
Might as... I think he'd be interesting. He was interesting last time he was on.
Yeah, but I feel like I can find someone I haven't talked to. Should I call Sean?
Yeah, you can call Sean. He'd probably be cool with it. I want people with a general idea and they know me. I don't want someone you just haven't spoken to. All right, here comes the dial tones.
He's got to say something bad, Reed.
What's up, bro?
Bro, what's up?
Why are you calling?
Hey, I'm just checking on how you're doing. I want to make sure everyone's healthy.
Yeah, I got the virus, bro.
Really, dude?
Yeah.
Dude, that's no joke. That sucks.
Dude, everything's fucking closed and this shit's crazy.
I know. Holy cow.
Bye, bro.
Are you still working?
Well, yeah, but people are canceling their fucking appointments and shit, dude.
God damn.
Like, today my gym closed down. It's closing from 2 weeks to 4 weeks.
Wait, what closed?
My gym.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I think like
all. Like, while I was there.
I'm surprised, dude. Dixon's still open here at OSU.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I don't know how.
I'm also here. Chad's here. Chad's here on the phone
up,
next to him.
What up, brother?
What's up? You know, my work closed down too. So yeah, I know.
Really?
Yeah. Though in work? Yeah.
Where are you working?
I work at the outlets on the weekends mostly, and they like shut that shit down. Luckily, I work for a good place that's paying the wages for the 2 weeks they plan on being closed. I don't know about past that, but they're doing a lot more than a lot of other people are. So you know,
seriously,
it's a lot of respect for them.
Yeah,
he's still getting paid when he's not working too, though.
Yeah, people are going to be going on unemployment. Like, I know Devin Fortier, he works at LA, he was telling me that he's going to be on unemployment.
Oh, yeah.
And it's close for sure 2 weeks, might be four.
Yeah, it seems like a lot of places are starting with 2 weeks. And then they're just kind of hoping it's gone and playing it by year, I guess, is a good way to say it.
Yeah, fuck, dude. I don't know what's going to happen, honestly.
Well, you're on the chat right now.
You guys been playing Warzone at all?
No, I've heard a lot about it. Is it good?
It is, dude. It's pretty fun.
I guess they dropped it at the right time.
Is that the new Call of Duty game?
Yeah, dude. Seriously, it's like they fucking planned it out. All these little high schoolers that are getting kicked out, like they can't go to school, and then fucking all the college kids are stuck home.
Yeah.
Have you guys just been in all the? What have you guys been doing?
Dude, nothing. Like,
I had to take two finals. Serious? All the finals are online, so I've just been doing that.
A lot of people went back to Camden
and
stuff.
They closed down Timberline? I got an email that said they were going to, like...
They closed down Timberline and Meadows, and I think Hoodoo, too.
And Bachelor.
Bachelor.
Well, I knew they closed down Timberline, or they, like, restricted a bunch of stuff at Timberline, and then another email came that said they were, like, closing it for...
Dude, I don't understand why they don't just close down the Lodge.
Why does it matter, dude? You're snowboarding.
It's I know.
Like apparently, like the cold makes your immune system weaker, so it spreads faster.
Which is true. I mean, when it's hot, apparently the virus dies in the heat.
So that's good.
It doesn't travel well in the heat.
Yeah.
Because it's airborne. Mm-hmm. But fuck, dude. Are you trying to go surfing this weekend?
Dude, I gotta get my wisdom teeth taken out Friday.
I'm kidding. I'm going to Redmond, but. Anyways, but I'm trying to go surf here soon, dude.
Dude, I do too. It's been so nice out. We're gonna put the pool up soon. You gotta come over.
What?
Yeah, dude.
Already?
Well, we're gonna wait till it's like full on spring. We're gonna clean the backyard. We're gonna start cleaning the backyard, try and get rid of some of that furniture that's like fucking gross, you know.
You need to put like a fucking beer diet table on.
Well, dude, we actually are. Drew's up in Canby right now, but he said he's bringing one down when he comes back, like Wednesday.
I saw you guys got a new recliner.
Yeah, it's a full on couch. It's like way nicer than anything we deserve.
The thing looks nice.
We're no rips.
The picture I took of the old one looks so bad.
I know, dude. That picture just fucking trashed. And then the new one just even made it look even worse.
Oh, yeah. I didn't realize how bad it was until I saw Nick's story. Then I'm like, damn, we really needed it. Like, I wanted to get rid of it, but, like, after we had replaced it, I was like, I can't imagine putting something like that back in our living room.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's going to be outside for a while.
Yeah, that's just going to be, the old one's just outside right now.
Dude, I remember I fell asleep last year, I think. Sometime, like, just out, like, passed out in that chair that recliner was outside.
That was so comfy.
It's comfortable. It sucks. It's so gross.
It was disgusting, dude. I was disgusted. I was fucking just. That was the days. Yeah. You seen, has a fucking Neil been up at all?
Skiing?
No, down here? Place.
Last time Neil was here, JP was playing a house show, but I don't think. I don't know if he'd want to come here right now because of all this coronavirus shit.
Have you seen Neil on guitar lately?
Dude, I know, dude. He's been playing. He fucking was going off.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, maybe I'll call Neil next, too.
Yeah, you're like the sixth person we've called. Like,
damn, I'm glad I'm that low on the list.
Well, we were starting with Snapchat, and then you were as soon as like Nick started going through his contacts, like you were the first one he picked.
Well, I appreciate that.
I was about to call Andrew Adams, like, nah.
Who?
I was about to call Andrew Adams, and I'm like, nah.
Andrew? Isn't Andrew living right there?
He's up in Canby right now, he lives above us, like, up in those apartments.
Did everyone leave and go back to Canby?
A lot of people have.
All the finals are online, so I guess a lot of people saw and know.
It's crazy, dude.
Yes. It really is, like.
Coronavirus is probably in Canby now.
They're shutting bars and stuff. They're shutting restaurants down.
Yeah, tonight was the last night for, like, clubs to be open, so.
Really?
Yeah.
You should have gone.
Dude, I have to wake up at 6 a.m. tomorrow.
For what?
I have another final to take. It's, like, 7:30.
Jesus. Yeah. Dude, that's, like, shit. Just online.
Yeah.
Can't fucking take it later in the day.
No, I know.
The fuck? All right, well, it's good talking to you guys. We'll have to get together maybe when this thing dies down. Yeah, I think I'm going to be all right. I was just sick, and I just got over a sickness.
There you go.
Yeah.
I've been on a bunch of drugs and shit, but, I mean, I'm just worried about my work because we're a small business.
Oh, shit.
Damn, this is going to be killer. But, no, I'm going to Redmond this weekend, but next weekend, if you guys are trying to kick it or even go surf or something, I'm down.
Yeah, I'm down.
Yeah, we...
Because this is spring break, technically, this week. What about next week? What's the deal with that?
Well, we had 2 weeks spring break, I'm pretty sure, right?
I think it's like 10 days.
10 days, something like that. I mean, they probably...
Well, they ain't closing the goddamn ocean down, so we can go surf.
Yeah, we've talked about the beach as being a possible place just to go to do anything,
yeah.
So.
Yeah, we should plan that. All right, fellas. Well, you guys have a good one.
Yeah, you too. Thanks for talking to us.
Later.
Yeah, later.
Well, hey, yeah, so OP feels better, you know. It's been pretty cool. We're learning about a lot of people right now. Everyone's got, you know, their own things going on. Everyone's affected in some way by this, I'm pretty sure. One way or another, you're either just sitting inside doing nothing or, like, you know, stuff like that. Shout out all the people that are helping through this. You know, there's a lot of doctors that, like, probably working extra hours right now. Some have even contracted the virus, like, putting them in bad conditions. All the people working the grocery stores, I'm sure they're not dealing with the best crop of people right now. Everyone just wanting to get their stuff and leave. You know, pharmacists probably working double time. The truckers bringing all their stuff.
Yeah, Drew was telling me yesterday that one lady was running through the store to get her stuff.
Yeah. Well, I had overheard when we were at Walmart that one day that someone had, like, that was their fifth store that they had been to try and make sure that they have everything. But she was a little bit older, so I understand the fear in that. And, you know, who knows? I mean, I wouldn't even want the regular flu, especially something that widely unknown, untested, we don't know a bunch about yet. So yeah, prayers up to everyone affected, you know, because everyone is, you know, that's pretty much the whole world right now. We should call Neil up. I think that was a pretty good idea, because he, like, his sport shut down. Like, he was running and he can't do that now. What's up?
You guys surviving the fucking virus?
Yeah, well, we're fucking trying.
Oh, yeah?
We're recording a Chadcast right now, just trying to call people up, see how they're doing with it.
Oh, nice. That's what I like to hear.
So we figured, you know, Neil, you know, we haven't seen him for a little bit. Of course, your sport probably got shut down, huh?
Yeah, so basically the NCAA said no more. First we heard there's going to be no more championships. And a few guys on my team were at the indoor national championships. And so they found out actually after they had already got to Alabama.
Damn.
So most of everyone was already there for the meet. And then basically they shut it down and everyone had to find flights back home.
That sucks.
So, yeah. And then in the next, you know, days that unfolded, basically they ended up announcing first that our conference meet was canceled. And then the NCAA just ended up banning all competition for athletics this year.
Jeez.
So,
yeah, probably a lot of people just read the headline and thought March Madness, but it's really like probably like tens of thousands of students who are competing in something in the spring.
Exactly. I think that's what people don't realize is that this is affecting everybody.
Yeah. Honestly, you know, the whole world is affected in one way or another right now.
Exactly. Yep. Everyone's affected by it, you know, at some point, so.
Yeah, we've been learning about that. We've called up, you know, people before you, and we'll call up more people after you. Everyone's got something with it right now that we even know. And it's weirder when you know the person and you've talked to them before, and they're like, yeah, like, I know someone, or I've heard about someone tested positive, worked near me, you know. It's really weird.
It's certainly moving closer to us, and I think one of the things that's kind of scary that people don't realize is that this isn't something that's just going to go away overnight, you know?
No.
This is something that's likely going to unfold in the coming months and to, you know, who knows how long, because vaccines aren't usually the quickest thing to be made, so.
Yeah,
it'll be interesting to see what unfolds here.
Yeah, that's kind of been what all me and Nick could really say is, like, we could just kind of wait and see and hope for the best, but it's like, yeah, this isn't going to be fixed overnight. Like, there's a lot of uncertainty of what's going on right now. Everything's shut down. Finals are online. After that, class is online, but, I mean, morale's down. You know, I've been pretty bummed out all day just thinking about the future. I've been trying to keep my mind off it. So I was like, you know, I'm just going to call up some people late at night, you know, here with Nick and just see how everyone else has been doing, you know?
Right. Yeah, I appreciate the call. We're all in this together, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So what have you been doing for your quarantine, or what have you been doing?
Basically, I haven't been really leaving the house much. I went out and I ran today, but that was about it.
Mm-hmm. Are you back at your home, or are you still near your college?
I'm still at college. I figured, honestly, that I'd probably be better off staying here.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's...
I don't really feel like going back and getting any of my family sick if it potentially came this way, so...
Yeah, I'm in that same boat. Drew's not here right now, but he'll be back Wednesday, I think. And
is he back up in Canby?
Yeah, he's back in Canby right now.
Nice. Yeah, it's scary stuff, guys.
Yeah, we're just...
The thing that's alarming is just that I've never seen a response like this before.
No.
Which means it's got to be serious.
I mean, like, remember, like, the swine flu? Like, they didn't do any of this kind of stuff.
Yeah, I remember that. The swine flu was supposed to be so bad.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't remember anything getting shut down like this.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Just from the little research I've done, it sounds like this thing, it might not, I mean, because a lot of people, I'm sure you've heard, are saying that there's been more deaths from the flu.
Yeah.
But the thing is this thing's just getting started.
Yeah.
I think that's the scariest part, is like, we have no idea what this thing could unfold. And the death rate is still relatively low, much higher than the flu, but if, say, as many people get infected as do normally with the flu each year, then we're talking some serious, like, death tolls around the world, and even in the U.S. I think I saw a number of, like, 450,000 in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez. Which is just insane.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I feel like this is something that everyone's got to take seriously. So...
No, that's probably the best way to look at it.
Yep. I think they're about to shut down Mike's place in Canby.
That's a shame.
Yeah, I know.
That's another shame.
Poor boys down there on Mike's. I couldn't imagine being a regular down there and having Mike's place shut down after you go there every night of your life.
Yeah, I'm sure there's going to be some very sad people tonight.
Just enjoying their last day at Mike's. Like, fuck, yeah. This could be it.
Well, this is it.
Yeah, I'm sure they're having some good old shots down there, you know.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, didn't Kate Brown, the governor, just announce only like 25 people or something? Everything with 25 or more is canceled.
Yeah. So
that's crazy.
Even the nationwide recommendation is 10, but that's what Trump said. So
yeah, okay, I saw that.
So, I mean, either way, like, just to put those, just to see those limits on you, like, that's not even, like, a lot. Like, be in a parking lot with 25 people.
10 is just, that's crazy. Mm-hmm. I mean, you guys have, what, 4 or 5 living in just your house, right?
Yeah, we have 4 here. So, like, if anyone decided to come over.
Literally, if more than 6 people come over, that's, like, supposed to be not okay.
Which is definitely regular for us at one point.
Right, yeah.
So
I mean, the crazy part is how we're all quarantined, but then everything that we normally do is being taken away from us. So we can't even watch the NBA or, like, any sports because nothing's going on.
I know. I was thinking today I need to pick up a new hobby, like Mount Hood's closed down. And
yeah, I've been playing my guitar and keyboard a lot.
I haven't honestly seen that. You're ripping on that guitar.
Yeah. But, I mean, when you got all this free time opening up, you got to try to fill it with something, I feel like.
There you go. Well, that's good.
Yeah. That's why I'm just doing a podcast right now. Like, I was like, fuck, I got nothing else to do. Like, I'm not waking up for work tomorrow like I thought I would have been 2 weeks ago. You know, so.
Crazy stuff.
Crazy stuff for sure. Thanks for coming on, Neil. You've offered some great insight.
I appreciate you having me on the show, and it's always an honor.
Yeah, hopefully when this blows over, there isn't much of a risk. We can have you on in person, you know?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Love to have you on as a live musical guest as well.
Yeah, I'll have to bring up down the old keyboard.
Yeah.
Have a good time.
Yeah, well, yeah, thanks for coming on. Well, we'll talk to you soon.
Have a good night, guys.
Happy quarantine.
Yep, happy quarantine.
Just a lot of great conversation.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. Everyone is affected.
Yeah.
Like, no joke. Like, kids flew to Alabama. It had to find their own way home.
Yeah.
It's just insane. I don't, like, I'm not trying to make light of it by doing this podcast. I'm just trying to, you know, just try and power through it positively, I guess is what I'm trying to do. Just trying to keep the good vibes up because, you know, we're going to be through this no matter what, but if our spirits are high, that can't hurt, you know?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of stuff up in the air right now. I'm not saying don't panic, but, you know, just try and stay as calm as you can. You know, maybe stay away from the older loved ones in your life. And just, you know, just try and make the best time. You know, luckily I have some good roommates. You know, we're going to try and find our way through this. Maybe record a house cast in the future, because I'm probably not going to be seeing too much of anyone else, you know. Besides maybe doing in more call-ins. This may be the new norm. Maybe just one guest the entire time. We'll see. This is just kind of anyone who wants to talk, we're going to talk to them, you know. And I think it's worked out pretty well so far. A lot of people have provided some great conversation. More than I could have even imagined. So, you know, anything's a bonus. And just the fact that I know that many people that kind of know about the Chadcast and are willing to talk about something that's serious on there means a lot to me. You know, even Nick, you know, he's still here.
Well, should we call another person or what?
Yeah, I mean, we might as well call someone else.
Should
I
call?
You know what? We were kind of rough on Andrew earlier. I feel like we got to talk to him.
I'll give him a call.
Because he's up in Canby now, so. So we'll see. Sorry if it sounded bad there. Dropped his mic. Should we leave a message?
No.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice.
Don't put his number on here. Just in case I get big, you know, if we survive through all this. Rejection hurts, man.
It does hurt.
This is what it's like being on Tinder. You're just trying to swipe, they don't swipe back.
Well, I still got it. Oh, yeah, for sure. Did you find that girl?
Mm-hmm.
Give her a nice swipe. You wait a couple, wait a split second. Oh, it pops up.
I'm going to speak a little closer to the mic because you're kind of quiet. But I feel that. I don't because I'm not on Tinder, but I feel that. Just saying, I'm not on Tinder, but if any of you want to get this line off, tested negative for COVID-19. That might get you somewhere. I don't know for sure. I'm not in that game. Seems like they like the funny memes on there, regardless of gender or sexual orientation. So just maybe just drop that. Maybe they'll get a good laugh, have a few e-dates, you know. No place to go right now. So just get creative, try a few things. Yeah, that's pretty much the way to do it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I got to tell you, Chad, I need to go to bed.
You got to go to bed?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Maybe this is a good place to wrap. We've been going for about an hour anyway. I think we're equal to an hour now. That's probably all anyone can handle.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe not. Maybe everyone's bored and not doing anything, so they're listening to this. That's why I make these, so maybe that's why they listen. Maybe they got tricked into thinking I was interesting because the other people on here were. But shout out all the people who came on, said something.
Mm-hmm. Like and subscribe.
Like and subscribe. Rate 5 stars on iTunes if you can. Leave a funny review. I'll read it out. I don't care. I like to read those things out. Thanks to Nick for being part of this. You know, without his phone, none of this is possible.
Shout out to my red iPhone.
Yeah. Hey, I got the red iPhone too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. You probably know the socials by now. So hopefully we all make it through this, you know.
Follow Soggy Snails on Instagram.
Follow Soggy Snails. No content coming soon, unfortunately.
We'll find some.
He'll find something to throw up on there, you know. So, thanks for tuning in. Be back next week, maybe with a similar vibe, maybe with my roommates. Just got to kind of play it by ear, wait and see. So, thanks for tuning in. Have a great rest of your night.